views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hit show Love Living Radio. Ignite your whole being with Emily Perkins on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Do you love your life? Are you truly free in being your authentic self? In a stress-filled world full of distractions, Love Living Radio is a space to explore how mindful presence can steer you toward an ignited life. What does a life you really love look like? Emily shares her innermost vulnerabilities and breaks down barriers through conversations about sex and relationships, the magic of plant medicine, and so much more in order to share the power of living your life with love and loving the life you live. Now, here's your host.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Love Living Radio. I am your host, Emily Perkins, and tonight I'm really excited about what we're going to be talking about. It's Women's History Month, as we mentioned in the last episode, and you know, being a woman in the world today, which is another thing that we talked about last week, is a really interesting thing at this space and time. We have so much available, even though there are things that are kind of working and shifting, there is still so much available to us. And one of the ways that I've been really leaning into and appreciating lately is how open the space has been for women to start really leaning in to their bodies and what it means to have this beautiful female body. So today we're going to be talking with Sheila Seister, and I'm so excited because she is now my new women's health practitioner. And it took me a really long time to find somebody that had a holistic viewpoint and really looked at the whole being of a woman, and especially a woman in particular, because our bodies are really unique. You know, they are intricate and kind of like a world in and of themselves. We create a life with our bodies. Like, our bodies are so brilliant. And to me, for at least for myself, having a primary care or a women's health practitioner was really important to me to really hone in on the intricacies of being a woman and how my body works. So Sheila is amazing. I absolutely adore her and the way that she practices. She's brilliant. She's one of the area's leading experts in bioidentical hormone optimization, which we'll talk about briefly today. She's a certified nurse midwife and can basically, with that, do most of what a primary care can. And in talking to her on one of our first meetings, it was so eye-opening for me, because there's so many simple, easy ways to approach women's health, which women's health can feel really overwhelming. We have this beautiful, intricate body that can sometimes be really hard to understand and know how to treat and know what it needs. And every woman's body is going to be a little bit different, but having these like really easy, like foundational things to start with for me was like, oh my God, such a relief. And it took so much of the pressure and the stress of trying to figure out and medicate and the pill. And there's so many things that regular gynecologists and OBGYNs will prescribe because that's the way that they were taught. And for me, it just didn't align for a lot of how I wanted to live with my body and treat my body. So I was really, really excited to meet Sheila. She was recommended to me by many, many people. And then funny enough, we found out that I actually am good friends with her daughter. So it's full circle. So Sheila, I'm so happy and honored to have you on the show today. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me, Emily. It is certainly an honor to be on your show. I'm very excited to talk with you. And it's really interesting that you bring up, I consider myself an expert in sexual health and wellness, but that's a far cry from 20 years ago or even farther back than that, because, growing up was a totally different world than it is today. We didn't even talk about sex. It was something that wasn't discussed. So I think it's really cool that how times have changed, and now it's much easier to talk about. And I almost laugh when I'm in a situation thinking, gosh, what would my mother say? We never talked about sex. I did women's health for many years, and I was trained traditionally. And I kept noticing women would come to me over and over again. So many of the same complaints. They wouldn't have a libido, or they'd be tired, or they'd have recurrent bacterial vaginosis. They didn't really know their bodies. They weren't sure that they could even bring it up. And I think that taking the time with women and making them feel comfortable was so important to me. And prescribing all these antibiotics seemed to just complicate things rather than addressing the root cause. So I went on a little journey and ended up where I am today. I like to treat from the whole person and look at them in a way that most other practitioners don't have time to do. I think spending the time and getting to know your patient, getting to know Emily, just by sitting with you for an hour, it's just eye-opening. And there are so many really cool things that you can do to address common ailments that happen to all women. I was kind of afraid to bring up, but if you want to bring some up, Emily, I'd be happy to, further expand on what we just said.
Yeah, there's so many things that I love what you just said, that there's so many things about our bodies, about women's bodies, that we're sometimes afraid to talk about and afraid to bring up, and that we feel embarrassed or shameful about. And
right. Shame is huge. Absolutely.
Yeah. And, when you think about it, for me, I know myself, I've definitely experience shame around my body in multiple ways, whether it's your weight or whether it's common things like Easter BV with your beautiful, sacred, feminine space, or sex, or so many, a lot of women get UTIs. There's so many things that we have, that reoccur for so many women in our bodies that we have so much shame around. And don't want to talk about, even with other women.
Right. And that's how it was for so, so long. But I think that it's definitely shifted. And the shame, that's something that we all have to just, nobody has a perfect body. I think we associate perfect bodies, that's supposed to be, and the media puts that out there as far as you have a perfect body. Nobody has a perfect body. You have to love, you have to surrender to the body that you have and find peace with it and move past all of that, higher, holding yourself to a higher standard and thinking that everybody is judging you based on what size you wear. Every woman goes through changes throughout their lifespan. Our bodies are constantly changing, and that's why it's so important to get to know your body. Right? Wouldn't you agree? And so many women don't know their body. They don't want to talk about sex, but the body is, a woman is so capable of, we bear babies. How strong are we? Mm-hmm. what we go through. And I think, it goes back to, again, talking about shame. Women are afraid to talk about orgasm. So they're just having sex, not for pleasure. They're not really enjoying the full potential of what this beautiful body can give us if we only surrender to and accept who we are and what we are.
Mm. Yeah, we're not experiencing the full potential of what our beautiful bodies can be without surrendering to ourselves, to knowing it and to exploring it. I love that. Mm-hmm. So true. And so I have some ideas on this, but I would love to know what you what you suggest on, like, what are some really simple ways that women can start to just pay attention and notice and get to know their own bodies?
So I think you have to be very comfortable with yourself first. You have to explore, touch, and take the time, not feel embarrassed about masturbation. I mean, getting to know what makes you feel good and kind of let go of everything else and get and just practice. You know, so many times masturbation was associated with, you know, being dirty or doing something sinful. You have to move past that. You have to really embrace what your body can do. And that starts by really getting to know your body and what it's capable of giving you. And, you know, and it's your mind, it's your soul, it's your spirituality, all the energy that comes with getting to know your body. And don't be afraid to explore. That's the most important thing. Mm-hmm. It's a very physical, emotional, spiritual, very energetic process but it starts with accepting your body and loving yourself and surrendering. Mm-hmm. And that's what I really feel. I mean, you just have to let go of that, the stigma. I mean, at least in my generation, I think it was probably, you know, we didn't, like I said, we didn't talk about sex. We certainly didn't talk about pleasure. You know, most often, even in our 20s, you know, you'd get pregnant and have your babies. You didn't even realize, you know, what your body was capable of doing. Mm. And then you're so often, you're busy with your job or raising babies. And we tend to put ourselves last. And I call it the disease to please. And we're pleasing other people all the time. And you really, I just think it's time that we understand our bodies. It's so, so important. Mm. Yeah. How about for you, Emily? What have you found that do you, and I know that you're pretty open and very spiritual, and I really respect that. And I think that you've come a long way personally, right? You feel like that you've, you know, what are some of the things you've done?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. So my mom, I was really lucky that I had a mom probably mm-hmm. much like you that mm-hmm. really encouraged me from a young age to get to know my body. And she always used to tell me, Emily, you need to know how to get yourself off so that you can teach somebody else. And to me, like, the basics of that are so simple, but actually so powerful. Mm-hmm. You know, that mm-hmm. I talked about this a lot in actually one of my previous episodes with my old coach, who's also a sex expert, around like getting to know your body so that you can teach someone else, so that you don't just expect another person to actually know right. how to please your body, to know your body better right. than you do. Mm-hmm. So right. definitely exploring and getting comfortable with touching and learning, like, because there's always new levels. Like,
anybody
could do that. Guess
oh,
what?
Oh my gosh! I can attest to that for sure. I can tell you stories about that. But you're right. And being able to communicate that with your partner, if you're in a relationship, mm-hmm. and being okay to, you know, being okay with asking and telling what feels good to you, because that's when you're going to really enjoy the full sexual experience. And taking your time, I think that's another thing that so often we don't take time before, you know, the act of the sex is, if you're having sex versus, you know, lovemaking, and there's nothing wrong with having sex, but truly taking, slowing it down, and really enjoying it, not just, you know, focusing on having an orgasm, which everybody enjoys, of course, but being okay, don't make that the goal. I think that's really important. Mm-hmm. Because you know, it's about the entire process. I'm just thinking about it, like when you wake up in the morning, taking that deep breath and feeling your sexual energy and letting it just kind of simmer throughout the day. There's so many aspects of it, but it just being in touch spiritually is so, so important. It just allows everything to flow, not just focus on the end result. But there's so many cool things, like you said, that you get to know about your body. And even, you know, I would say, you know, going through menopause was horrible. But most women don't realize they'll suffer, and they don't realize that everything's reversible to the point where you can actually enjoy lovemaking and have the most incredible orgasms in your 60s. And, you know, if I had heard that 30 years ago, I would have laughed out loud. I would have thought, they are crazy. You don't ever imagine anyone in their 60s or your mother having sex, at least not in my generation. I knew absolutely nothing. And guess what? There was no Google. There was no Google to tell me anything. And we didn't have Playboy magazines or anything like that. Maybe some of the high school boys did, but so we knew nothing, basically. We didn't talk about it, and I don't know. I think times have changed, so I think today's generation, they're more in tune with their bodies. I think in a way you're more, you know, you have more resources for sure, but we really have to get past the shame. That's only a generation ago. That's not that long ago where women were punished for having sex or for having desires. But, you know, that's still part, I think, of many women think about, you know, they feel dirty, or they feel, if they have a fantasy, they feel like it's a dirty thing or it's wrong. And you have to embrace all that. It's not wrong.
No.
Would you agree?
Yeah, I think that was one of the biggest messages that I was really lucky that my mom never made sex wrong or bad. You know, I was very lucky to have been raised that way. But I think so
were.
The messaging that we get, you know, women aren't taught to love their bodies. They're not taught to explore their bodies. They're not taught to know their bodies. Even just like,
that's right,
thinking about like pooping, like,
right,
talking about like things like that are
let's
literally
talk about that.
Every living being has to do it. They
that's
metabolize
it. Right.
And they get rid of stuff. Like, and
right,
but yet we're not allowed to talk about it. It's like,
right, but you know, that's where true power lies. When you're able to talk about things like that, when you're able to show your flaws or not, or be vulnerable, you know, just be and accept it for all of you, for every part that's you, like pooping. Yes, we all poop. That's right. Nobody thinks about it too often, especially in it. Well, I'll tell you, I pushed with many women when they were in labor, and they would poop all over me, but it never bothered me. It was just, you know what it was? It was a great thing, because that's when, you know, that poop was coming out. That meant that baby was coming out too. So it was always a wonderful thing. You know, so it's a body fluid. It comes out of us. It's, you know, nothing to be ashamed of, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that, like, it seems like our theme today is talking about, like, maybe debunking and allowing some space to lift up off the shame and just actually be with your body. You know, like, it's getting to know it sexually with masturbation, or getting to know it, like, in terms of, like, hey, how's my belly feeling today when I eat that thing?
That's right. That's
how
right.
Often
that's
am I right. pooping every day? Or
that's right.
How do I feel when I have alcohol? Or
that's right.
Like, there's even figuring out which form of birth control or no birth control. Or, you know, that was one of the main reasons why I got off birth control after 16 years of being on it, was to just experience my body as it was meant to. Like, just
that's right. That's right. I saw women throughout their 20s, and, you know, I was taught and trained traditionally. We put women on birth control pills because more than 50% of all pregnancies are unplanned. But they kept saying, excuse me, sorry, a little tickle. Quick sip, sorry. My water is close by. Sorry. So they would often say that they have no sex drive, you know, in their 30s even. But what women, most women don't realize, we have 10 to 15 times more testosterone when we're in our 20s than we do estrogen. Who would have thought, right? Everybody thinks testosterone is a man's hormone. But it's also one of the first hormones we lose. But also, if you put somebody on a birth control pill, it completely shuts down their testosterone. They don't have a libido. And nobody tells you that when they put you on a birth control pill. Nobody tells you it increases your risk of cervical cancer after 5 years. There's so many things, you know, they don't tell you. Even during all the, you know, schooling I went, I just trusted and listened. But I always thought it has to be a more natural way because, like you, Emily, you want your body to respond the way it was meant to naturally. Without, you know, and birth control is nothing but synthetic hormones. They alter one of the molecules. Synthetic hormones are very bad for us. And that's what most people don't understand, the difference between bioidentical and synthetic. But you're right. It would be great if we could use a method of birth control where we didn't have to worry about going on a birth control pill or putting an IUD in our bodies. It's a foreign, you know, it's foreign to us. Our body doesn't know what to do with it.
Mm. I'm curious, what is the difference between synthetic and bioidentical?
Oh, huge difference. So bioidentical, it's the exact same molecular structure. So once you start to go through perimenopause or menopause, or once you lose that testosterone in your 20s, if you restored somebody's testosterone with bioidentical, it's like a lock and key. It's the exact same molecular structure. Your body knows how to use it and knows what to do with it. Unfortunately, a synthetic hormone, they have to alter one of the molecules. And that simply means that in order for a big pharma to profit off of it, they have to patent it. They can't patent anything in its natural state, so there's no vested interest in anything that's already in its natural or bioidentical state. So once they alter one of those molecules, then they can patent a drug and then make lots of money off of it. And unfortunately, big pharma is extremely powerful, and drug reps keep dropping off drugs, and you know, providers keep handing them out, and it's really sad. It's very sad, mm-hmm. Very very sad, because you know, often they'd have all of these symptoms from the birth control pill. They'd end up seeing a primary care physician, who would only complicate things by giving them an antidepressant, or you know, they'd have anxiety, or you know, there's nothing to treat women with a decreased libido except for a psych drug. I mean, how horrible is that? Because that's really crazy. You know, they're telling us it's all in our head. Mm-hmm. And you know, so that just fueled my fire. I just researched, studied the evidence-based literature, and you know, I'm so passionate about it because I see how it can affect lives and how it can change lives for the better, and how you can have great sex throughout your lifespan, not just in your, you know, in your prime or your so-called prime. And so many women are not even realizing what their bodies are capable of. Mm. And that is something I'm hoping to, you know, educate and empower women so that they can appreciate and really use the bodies in every way possible to enjoy and, you know, get the most out of their bodies. That's what didn't come out so well, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. And
right.
It's our first home. It's our first and last home, at least in this life, you know, and
that's correct.
Mm-hmm. Literally carries us through life. And I think sometimes we disassociate a lot, especially honestly, even in the spiritual realm, you know, I had an out of body experience, or there's this thing where the spirit or the soul is somehow like better than the body. And mm-hmm. we're always kind of striving towards the spiritual and sometimes neglecting the divinity and the special like experience of having a human body, especially mm-hmm. a female human body. Like our bodies do so much. They're brilliant. Well,
exactly. I mean, from birth, like you mentioned birth, we are hardwired from birth for sexual pleasure. It's our birthright. Humans are the only primates whose sexual desire and function are not, they're not necessarily related to the reproductive cycle. So it's so important. We're born that way and we're designed that way. I mean, the clitoris is the only organ that's specifically and so its sole purpose is designed for pleasure. It's not designed for anything else. You know, it has 8,000 nerve endings. That's twice as many nerves as the man's penis. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's capable of so much. But we have to teach women how to really open up and not. And you were so lucky to have a mom that taught you. Gosh, that she's amazing. That is incredible. I don't hear that too often. Mm. You know, to be totally in the dark about sex, and then, and especially my era, you know, there was a lot more patting on the butts, and you know, I worked at McDonald's as a kid, and you know, the manager would walk by and he'd pat me on the butt. You didn't dare say anything, but you know. Or you might, or I mean, that was the norm, though. Mm-hmm. That was the norm, and you felt like your duty was to, you know, have sex with a guy, or somehow you would, I don't know, you would please him, you know. But there was nothing about pleasuring yourself or pleasing yourself. That is something that we need to raise more awareness. Because so many women go through their life, mm-hmm. sadly, without realizing how great it can be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm so glad that, especially seen in this year, that some of that stuff is shifting. You know, the stay quiet, and it's normal for men to, you know, be able to put their hands on your body. And it's normal for you to get catcalled. And it's normal. You mm-hmm. just don't say anything. And it's. I'm right. so glad that is starting to shift and we're bringing more awareness to it. And mm-hmm. I think so much too about what's shifting is now this like empowerment of women over their own being, over their own bodies, their own voice, their own sexuality, you know, like really empowering women into owning their being.
That's right.
So totally, you know, a huge part of my mission. But we are going to take a really quick break. I have so much more I want to talk to you about. I know it goes by so fast.
Yeah, really. Oh, gosh. Yeah, that's awesome. Okay, I'll be right here.
Awesome. So all of you
I can't wait.
We'll be back in a minute. And stay tuned. We have so much more stuff to talk about.
Okay, great. I'll be right here.
Buzz for life, buzzed off, feeling ignored, invisible, and wondering if this is really all there is? The years go by faster as we gain momentum. You're halfway there. Are you gathering speed or puttering out? Hit your stride for the liberating half of life. Comfortable in your skin? You can do better than that. Tune in to Discovering You Again Radio every fourth Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as host Susan Axelrod encourages listeners to decide what they want, get inspired to action, and face challenges head on. Host Susan Axelrod pulls no punches, encouraging you to grab the brass ring and soar. For more information about Susan, go to www.whatwillyourlegacybe.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Thank you.
back, everyone. Sheila Seister and I are here chatting about women's health, and it has been so much fun.
It sure has.
Oh my God, there's just so much to know. Like, there's no way we could possibly cover everything that about women's health and women's bodies in one episode. There's just no way. But one of the things that I found so helpful when I had my appointment with you was talking about some of the really common things that most women have some form of shame around, and really natural, simple ways to approach them. So, even talking about like our cycles. Like I used to say this to the guy that I was dating all the time. I would be like, you know what? More than 50% of the population goes through this every single month. Why is there such a big deal for men to talk about it and see it and like, you know, have sex when you are on your cycle?
Right. Like, you know, when you have when you have sex, when you're on your cycle, your orgasms are so much better. They're just much stronger. But like you just said, it's most of the time it's the men or your partner that doesn't feel as comfortable with that. But getting past that, I mean, it can be amazing sex. It can be amazing. I mean, that's who we are. That's, you know, we shed the lining of the uterus every month. And that's one of the best times to have really intense orgasms.
I didn't know that. Awesome.
Little tidbit there, yes.
Well, yes, I've at least noticed that like my body responds and like my hormone levels are so much higher when I'm on my cycle. Mm-hmm. I want it more.
Like, more. That's right. That's Mother Nature's way of you actually secrete, I'm sure you know this, a certain, you know, your body puts out a certain chemical, and so do men. They you're attracted to each other, and it's pretty wild how Mother Nature has it all figured out for us. And if we would just listen to her and not get hung up on everything that we've been, you know, exposed to in this Western world, I just think we'd enjoy ourselves so much more.
But that's that's a great point, because that's a really amazing way for women to start getting to know their bodies, is just by listening. Like just by hearing what Mother Nature wants, like noticing that your sex drive might be up while you're on your cycle, or noticing like, you know, your discharge, like notice, just start noticing what your body wants, what it, how it responds.
Right. And respond back. Right. You know, and get over the fact that, you know, our society, they sexuality is closely linked with, you know, that great body image. You just have to get over that. Having a period, and men do too. Having a period is actually very sexual in itself. I mean, it tells you your body's doing exactly what it's supposed to do. And it's an amazing, amazing, like I said, if you can get over that stigma of, gosh, oh no, sorry, I have my period. And if you're really in tune with another being, I mean, it can be one of the most gratifying experiences that you'll ever have.
Yeah, I've had
for sure
partners who have, I've had like the gamut, but I've had very rare, but like so lucky to have had like one or two, one in particular partner who was so tuned into the female body and just like worshiped everything that
it did. That's awesome. That's
and
great.
We had the most beautiful moment in a teepee on this sacred land, and I was on my cycle. Oh. And he actually took my blood and like wiped it on his chest like war paint, and it was so
hot.
Oh,
that is so cool.
And it was
so cool.
Right, it was just this beautiful worshiping.
That's a great moment. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it was an incredible moment. But it also opened my eyes to like the possibility of how men can be around the female cycle, because I'd only ever known fear and like disgust and shame around it.
Yeah, and I think, you know, it, for men too, it depends on how they were brought up and the stigma they attach to different sex acts or, you know, just the, nobody talked about periods when we were young, except in fifth grade for half an hour, I think. That was probably it. But yes, so yeah, I think it's a wonderful thing. I think that women are, they get upset when there's a lot of recurring yeast or bacteria, and that's a huge problem. It's so, so common. And again, just knowing your body, when you have recurrent yeast or bacteria, you know, there's so many simple fixes. You know, it's your pH is altered in some way. And that can either be from stress or just, you know, the semen sitting in the vagina too long can alter the pH. But if you have recurrent bacteria or yeast, and you're constantly put on antibiotics that are even further disrupting the natural flora in the vagina, and you have to stop at some point and say, wait a minute, what's going on here? And what happens is the bacteria forms almost like this matrix, and it makes it impossible for the antibiotic to penetrate that cell membrane wall. So you need to look at other options. And for the longest time, there's a boric acid. It's an intravaginal capsule that can be put into the vagina. It can actually treat both bacteria and yeast and break down that cell membrane wall. It's much more natural treatment. And, you know, instead of just constantly taking these antibiotics, I mean, it does more harm than good. And or just even a little apple cider vinegar, a quarter cup of apple cider vinegar in a warm to, you know, not a hot tub, but a warm tub can help change the pH, you know, if you're feeling a little yeasty. But, you know, there's so many simple tricks and a good probiotic to keep the, you know, the good organisms. And that's so important. But if you're in a constant immune suppressed state, many of my patients, they kind of look at me funny when I want to check their vitamin D level. And that is, you know, having a lower level or what some practitioners may call a normal level, it's actually a suboptimal level. And it does put you in that constant immune suppressed state. And having an optimal level can keep all of this at bay. You know, limiting your sexual partners or stopping smoking, all the things that put you in that constant immune suppressed state. Sometimes we just don't stop and realize we just really take care of our bodies in the best way. You know, we're not perfect, but if we try, we give it what it needs, we eat well and we exercise. And don't be too hard on yourself. If, you know, no one's perfect, we're all human. But you have to embrace and enjoy and look for all, you know, there are so many natural cures out there as far as that goes. Did you want to add anything to that, Emily?
No, I love the simple approach because, you know, it's definitely something that I'm even as I'm talking about, you know, not having shame around parts of our body, I'm definitely noticing the vulnerability in sharing this, but I have a super sensitive body. I always have. And my pH gets whacked out, and it has since I was young. I mean, since I was a little girl. So I've always struggled with yeast and BV. And I know now, having like really paid attention to my body, all of my triggers, like sometimes when I'm having a lot of sex, it'll go off. If I'm in a bathtub or a hot tub, condoms sometimes, like there's so many things that disrupt my
so many
super sensitive. I mean, and it is, it's a really sensitive area anyway. And having tips like, you know, the boric acid and the apple cider vinegar. And for me, even just like washing right after sex and making sure that peeing after sex so you don't get a UTI.
Right, exactly.
You know, so many
and
things.
And even peeing before sex, people often tell you to pee afterwards, but you know, emptying your bladder before sex, so any bacteria, because the vagina is not a sterile, it's certainly not sterile. There's lots of bacteria in there, but if you have sex and you know, you haven't peed, so that's pushed farther up in there with the, you know, especially if you're not using a condom. But yeah, peeing after sex is a very good thing to do. And sometimes we're tired and we just want to lay there and we're too lazy, but you're right. You have to get to know your body.
And I found that and this is another really nice part about our generation is that there's actually apps for getting to know your cycle and getting to know your body. So it's like tracking your discharge, tracking your sex drive,
tracking your
moods. Like it's an amazing resource. And I use Glow because that's what my cousin recommended me, the Glow app. And you can use it for just getting to know your own cycle, getting to know your body, for fertility, knowing when you're ovulating.
Oh, yeah.
So if you want to get off birth control, it's a great option because you can actually know.
It is. You can take control that way, Emily. That's so true. That's a very good point. And, you know, there were a few of my patients that were so in tune to their body, they did not need birth control. They just knew their bodies. So that I think is very important because it can be so empowering to know that you don't have to depend on birth control. For sure. I think that's super, super important. There was something else you just said that I wanted to talk about too, but I lost it for a second. But you were talking about, I'll let you lead the way here and we'll talk more.
Well, I love what you just said about empowering our bodies, because I think as women, that is our gift. And honestly, for me, it's a sacred duty to really not just understand it, but to love it and appreciate it and give it what it needs. Like it's basically all the things that we've talked about so far is really ways to empower you and your body to actually live the fullest life you can possibly live with this one beautiful body.
Oh, it's so true. And I mean, the more you discover, the more you're going to be completely amazed. I mean, I could tell you a story that, you know, I was busy having children. I lay down, get pregnant all through my 20s, have a baby all through my 20s, four babies later. Either I was pregnant or getting pregnant. And then, you know, through your 30s, you're so busy raising babies. And I was certainly a natural mom and they took every ounce of my energy. But you can't put yourself last and you don't really have that time because you're busy with your kids, your job. But you have to put yourself first, because if you don't, you're not going to make anybody else happy. You're not going to be able to, you know, you have to take care of yourself and not feel guilty about, you know, doing what's best for you, because that's the only other way you're going to, that's the only way you're going to be happy as far as enjoying all there is out there as far as sexual pleasure.
And everything starts with you. Every relationship, every part of your life actually starts with you. So if your foundation and the place where it all starts isn't fulfilled and happy and whole, then the ripples that come from there are less, they're like smaller, when you could have like these huge, awesome waves.
That is so true. Right. And just accepting things and not trying to be a superwoman or a super mom. I think that so many in today's society, we're supposed to do it all. And I think as you get older, one of the benefits of getting older is that you don't feel that need to impress. You kind of accept where you are. You accept your body. I mean, the body can be beautiful at any age. It's going to constantly change, but it can also be capable of providing such pleasure, more pleasure than you could ever possibly imagine. Different types of orgasms that you would never, I never even dreamed. Here I am, a woman's health expert, so I thought. Things that I found out my body was capable of doing was far beyond what I ever imagined after, you know, getting my hormones in balance and being in touch with and accepting myself for who I am and not being hung up on aging, and being with someone that's been my partner for so many years and seeing it only get better and better. And that's true lovemaking. When you can connect with somebody on such a deep level that, you know, you totally surrender that to that person. You're vulnerable. You feel an amazing connection. There's nothing more powerful than that. And when you can look forward to that, I mean, it improves every aspect of your life. And that's what I hope to do with the women that I see. That's the one word I hear every single day is life changing. It's very simple. It's not complicated. We make it way more complicated than it has to be. You know,
do we ever?
Do we ever? And yeah, we can't get hung up on the little things. And, you know, we are so strong. We are so much stronger than we give ourselves credit for. I mean, there's so many different. You can have orgasms when you're exercising, when you're sleeping, and you know, people say those are myths. They are not. Trust me, they are not. When your blood is full, if you've ever done, yeah. So, okay, I had an experience way back when I was working a night shift and my bladder was so full, I didn't think I was going to make it home. And one of the kids I was working with asked her a ride home, and I'm like, oh my gosh! And I was driving, and I was very young and naive, and I had a spontaneous orgasm driving, not even thinking about sex. And I know it had to do with my bladder being full, and yeah, so that it does happen. It definitely does happen. But you know,
love it.
Yeah.
There's so many options. Yeah. there's so much possibility.
Many, you know, if female ejaculation is something that's not, it's kind of like taboo to talk about, and some people don't even believe it exists. It definitely exists. They studied the actual fluid. It definitely exists. Anybody that tells you it does not has not experienced the pure pleasure of it.
I can attest to that. I did not think my body could do that. Only the past 2 years did that happen for me. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing. It's like,
it is. Amazing.
I had no idea my body could do that. And luckily I had someone who really knew what they were doing. And then since then I've gotten really curious about it, and I've looked into Tantra around it, and it's called the sacred water in Tantra. And it's incredibly healing and incredibly powerful.
Oh, it
especially
is.
For
it
women
is.
Who have experienced any kind of trauma around your womb space.
Sure. Sure.
It's really, really beautiful. And I actually noticed that I lost weight on the times when I can actually ejaculate. I noticed that I lost weight.
Yeah, because you're definitely excreting quite a bit of fluid. You know, it can almost look like you've wet the bed, but but you know, that's just amazing. And that's when you're really in tune with your body and you're really surrendered. You have to surrender and trust. And there's so much more that it's capable of. And I think it starts with being so comfortable with you and your flaws. We all have flaws. But we also have these, I don't look at them as flaws. I look at them as like my body's had 4 babies. Yes, my stomach is not perfect, but I love it and I love touching it. You know, there's so many erogenous zones in our body, not just where you would obviously think to touch. Foreplay is so, so important. And it's such a wonderful thing. Sometimes it can be better than you know, if you can just really learn to pace yourself. And you know, for the people that are suffering with shame and with past trauma, there's hope. There's more than hope. You can have the most satisfying sexual relationship, even if it's just with yourself to start with. There's ways to get over the trauma. And, you know, so many of us, probably more than we realize, have experienced it, but won't talk about it again. You know, so many women just can't come to terms with even speaking it out loud, and they hold it inside. But there's hope. There's hope, and there's definitely a way to get past that. You know, and even like with menopause, poor women, they, you know, they feel like Mother Nature is playing this cruel trick. They become so dry down there. The vaginas become what we call atrophied because of the lack of estrogen. People think estrogen is all bad, but it's not. We need a little estrogen down in the vagina. Otherwise, it does become very dry and sex becomes painful. And then you certainly lose your libido, but all of that can be restored in natural ways that you would never dream possible. And it's not just good for libido. It's good to protect your heart, your bones, your brain. There's platelet-rich plasma that can help with urinary incontinence and stress incontinence, urge incontinence, also increase lubrication. It's called the orgasm shot, but it does much more than just increase your sensation and increase your ability to have amazing orgasms. And it's not like, oh gosh, that stuff is, you know, that doesn't work. There's, you know, there's proven science behind it. And you know, for these women that suffer, really look to alternative remedies because they're out there. There's so much cutting edge technology to help us in so many ways. But I think we get back to Mother Nature and listen to Mother Nature and really get to know our bodies and appreciate them and just, you know, if I can help in any way, I like to spend a good hour to 2 hours just talking with patients one-on-one. Then they open up and they trust you, and it's so much easier to get to know a person. Mm. That's the reason I left my very busy practice. 5 minutes with a patient does not establish trust, and they certainly don't. It doesn't give you an opportunity to educate or empower them. Mm. And it starts there for so many people, I would think.
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole reason why I do what I do. And I think it's such a beautiful and powerful thing to empower the individual, whether it's around their health or their sex or mm-hmm. their mm-hmm. own tendencies, their own self-sabotage. Like, essentially, it's just empowering people to know how to heal themselves, to know how to love themselves, to know how to, like, be their own best advocate through everything in life.
Right. It ain't, you know, having sex increases your oxytocin. They did a study once, and serial killers have, it's off topic, but they found they have hardly any oxytocin, the love hormone, the hormone that, you know, when you stimulate your nipples, you want to go into labor, that it causes contractions. It releases endorphins, and it's a wonderful hormone that there's so many things that can make you feel amazing. You know, we should write them all down and really, I wish we had hours and hours mm-hmm. and we could dispel the myths associated with so many of the things that are out there. But
yeah, we may have to have you back on the show.
Yeah. Well, I would love to anytime. It's, you know, certainly been my pleasure, and there's so many more things that we could talk about, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Getting to know your body and accept it and surrender to it and is the first step. I definitely feel.
Yeah.
There's just so many benefits of having sex, not just for pleasure. It decreases pain and decreases your stress. There's so many great things it does. Mm-hmm. You know,
I love that surrender to your body, because that's such a beautiful way of putting it, because it is surrendering to, like, what it wants to do and to really
right
trust
surrender it. Just that's right, Emily. If you just surrender to your body, you relax, and that's when you're going to feel the most pleasure and allow yourself to be in the receiving mode. And this is how we replenish and we fill our bodies back up. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just a wonderful thing that we really have to trust. Mm. And remember that it's our bodies, our mind, our souls. It's all, you can't just think of it as, you know, a physical act. Have to really, really get the whole picture. You have to embrace the spiritual aspect of it, mm-hmm. the physical, the energetic, like we talked about before.
Yeah.
It's just...
Yeah. Embracing the whole picture. So Sheila, how do people get in touch with you?
Oh, certainly. I'm located at the Clock Tower Square in Portsmouth. That's, they certainly can call our office number, which is 401-773-2740, or just simply go to RI Best Self. There's a option to send me a message. I'd be happy to sit with anybody. You know, you want to, if you're suffering, if you just want to talk, I'd be happy to talk about your options. You know,
And I can personally attest to just how powerful and brilliant and informative and empowering you are. So thank you so much, Sheila, for...
No, thank you, Emily. Well, you know, I think you're amazing. I mean, you are young. You're just so ahead of the times, and you have so much to share with your audience, and they're lucky to have you. And if I can help in any way, let's do this together. We'll do it. We'll make people in. Yeah. Thank you very much. It was my pleasure. Really my pleasure. Thanks so much, Emily. I hope to talk to you soon. Okay.
Definitely.
Keep in touch. We'll come up with some good ideas.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll be in touch. Thank you so much, Sheila.
All right, Emily. Have a wonderful evening, and thank everybody. Thank your staff. Thank you so much again. Take care now.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye now. All right. Much love. Bye-bye.
Much love. Oh, so thank you everyone out there for listening. It's been such a wonderful, informative, and invigorating conversation. I just love talking about women's health, and Sheila is a wealth of knowledge. So if you're looking to get in touch with me, you can find me at lovelivingholistics.com. There's a lot of amazing things happening this next couple, 4 months, lots of travel, lots of information I'm going to be sharing, workshops, modules, coaching programs. There's just a wealth of information and support coming your way over the next couple of months. So don't hesitate to reach out. Don't hesitate to reach out. I'm here to love you. So I hope you all have a wonderful evening. And as always, I wish you so much love in your life. Thanks.
Thank you for listening to Love Living Radio, Ignite Your Whole Being with Emily Perkins. Tune in every second and fourth Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Emily shares the power of living your life with love and loving the life you live. For more information or to listen to past shows, visit LoveLivingHolistics.com. That's LoveLivingHolistics.com. See you next time.